Timmy, I'm going to need you to stop looking at your backup character and focus on the episode at hand. All right. Why are you looking at a backup character? What's so bad that you need to look at a backup character?
Well, viewers of the show, unless this is your first episode.
But weird, for one.
Weird, for one. Second, go back to episode one. It's a good show.
That's arguable.
I enjoy it.
No.
Shut up, John.
Arguable because I argue that it's a good show.
You're on the show, you idiot. The show sucks. I'm just here.
No. There are reviews. It's in my Twitter bio. Uh-huh. Critics say it is legitimately enjoyable.
It is. I agree.
Yep.
I think we have a great show. I don't know about you guys, but I think we have a great show.
I think you did Tim dirty. You should have just killed him in that episode, so at least he'd know if he was doing nothing all episode or not.
Yeah, but I like a really good cliffhanger. And there's nothing better than getting a cliffhanger with the last attack of Draconic Frenzy.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, Tim. I'm just going to let you know, if you're feeling sad, I'm going to show these to you because they're adorable.
You can roll these little D6s.
Oh. So please explain what Mark just pulled out.
So there is a tic-tac.
It was the safest way to transport them.
I agree. There's a tic-tac container. Fresh mint.
Yes.
Good choice. And inside are eight D6s that are like, they're maybe a millimeter in length. No. Yeah. Maybe 2 millimeters.
Two millimeters maybe.
Yeah. They're just the tiniest little beans you've ever seen. And actually, they do bring me a little bit of comfort. I can't use them for anything.
Not yet.
But a lot of
comfort. Because I know you have like the tiny little jello dice. So I'm like, oh, I wonder how much smaller they are compared.
Right?
It's funny because I do have a set of, like you said, like small dice.
Mm.
These are smaller than my small dice.
You should you should take a picture of your small die and his small die and post it.
Yeah.
Because it was like when I was in Colorado, they had like, you know, the giant spits that you could just like start putting a spoon in and like do it. And they were like this one. And I was just like, like little finger like grabbing each one. I'm like, God, it feels so weird to grab these things.
Gosh, so you got that from a giant dice bin. That's cool.
Yeah. It was I might as well call it the Wizard's Chest, Colorado. Awesome place.
Ooh.
And I think I sent pictures over to you on the Discord.
Yeah.
I want the giant dragon that says he bites, so I couldn't get him.
Shame. Absolute shame.
And they had like all these really cool custom dice. They were like glass dice and stuff like that.
Oh my gosh.
You know, stuff that you'd be like, yeah, if I roll one with this, I'm never using it again. But, you know, it'll look pretty.
Now, I've always wanted to go to one of those places. We don't really have anything like that cool. I mean, that's like top of the line, I think. But like, we don't really have any places like that cool that are like near us. So Maryland is a weird place where it's just kind of like
it's barren.
Yeah.
What kind of places?
Those like big like TTRPG, like the thing that he was, what was it called? Wizard's Chest?
Yeah, the Wizard's Chest.
Yeah. I mean, at least I don't know of any that are like that cool, but I mean, there's some pretty cool places. Yeah. I know like Third Eye Games has like a bunch of stuff, like has obviously a bunch of like tabletop games and everything like that.
But their bread and butter is comics.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I think, aren't they called Third Eye Comics?
Third Eye Comics and Third Eye Games.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, they have two different storefronts now.
Yep.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Good for them. Check out Third Eye.
Yeah. Go check out Third Eye. Awesome place. Great people.
Mm-hmm.
Good place. I've stalled long enough to prepare Timmy.
I'm not ready.
You're not ready? You want me to stall longer?
Yeah, let's just like not have the ep and let's just talk.
We should let Timmy go. He'll fill a good 20 minutes of airtime.
That's true.
Talking about God knows what.
He'll start bringing up Storage Wars and gambling and trespassing.
Timmy, what do you think about flightless birds?
Oh, actually, don't.
No, wait.
Starting on flightless birds. Okay.
Wait, what's your favorite flightless bird?
Penguin. Duh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no. They all suck.
First off, John, how dare you?
All right. I got a flightless bird story.
What the fuck?
Okay.
I wasn't serious, by the way.
About
letting Timmy go.
Why did you do this?
No, you've unleashed me.
I just asked you what your favorite one was. I don't know.
Okay, so.
He's going to go anyway.
I don't know if you all heard about this. I'm pretty sure it was an aquarium in Tokyo.
Okay.
Supply chain issues / inflation caused the aquarium to downgrade the quality of fish that they were serving to their penguins.
Okay.
And there is a video of one of the caretakers trying to feed this fish to the penguin, and they literally turn their face away.
Yeah.
Turn their face, put their nose up to it. They won't take it.
It's garbage.
Because that penguin has standards.
Oh, my God.
Gosh darn it. If we can learn something from flightless birds, is that we should all have standards in our life.
Well, I mean, it's like how my most animals are, I think, like pet-wise and stuff. I know my cat does that.
There
it's
we
like,
go.
That's true, yeah.
It's like, yep. Oh, here's this. And she's like, I don't want shrimp anymore, and then she just walks away from him like
Tonks, our cat, he's around here somewhere. We buy her like the super fancy gluten-free stuff because apparently I have the only cat that can't eat regular cat food.
Oh, that's right.
She itchy. She gets allergies and stuff. Yeah,
there's the salmon one and the chicken one.
Mm.
She will not touch the chicken.
I mean, I wouldn't either. If I have to eat something for the rest of my life, it gosh darn better be some salmon.
For a while, Hannah and I, we were getting like Trader Joe's cat food, and for some reason, Remus, our little white cat, if you follow me on Instagram, you've seen plenty of pictures. He will eat just about all of them. Okay, and they're all, you know, relatively good and stuff like that. He's gotten really particular about only wanting wet food, and it pisses me off. Anyway, but while we were buying that, whenever we got the tuna, he just would not eat it, which is bizarre. Odd. Which is bizarre because it's literally just fucking tuna.
Yeah.
So Jake took his stash, cracked one open, tossed it on a frying pan.
I could have. I literally could have made like a tuna salad sandwich out of that tuna. It was just tuna, and he just wouldn't eat it. And I'm like, why? He wants the juice out of it.
He likes the juice.
Yes,
but not
that yet.
Okay, that's actually very hilarious.
Yes. All right, Timmy.
Can you just kill him now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's time for Timmy,
you ready?
I want him to not talk the rest of the episode.
Okay.
I'm really sick of his voice.
So we ended the last episode with Dahak Chosen, who repositioned, and she was going to do something, but then she happened to see Adalar standing all alone in the room to the north. You guys are fighting near the door of these two rooms. So she ran in right up to him and jumped on his face.
After Adalar taunted the creature as a reaction, it did any character, sorry.
But she jumped on his face and did her classic Draconic Frenzy, which is a two actions for a bite, a claw, and a claw in whatever order. The first one was a crit by the numbers, right? Wasn't it? Yes.
Yeah.
The second one was an actual crit with a natural 20. Bringing Adalar down to what?
Dying 2. Because if you get hit by a crit, you go directly to dying 2.
So here's where we're at. She has one more attack with her claw. It is at the lowest map, but it's very easy to crit Adalar.
Yeah.
Normally. And now you get a minus 4 on top of...
I have another question.
Okay.
Every day, Adalar casts mage armor on himself using a wand.
Okay.
Does mage armor stay if he's unconscious?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Mage armor is usually a duration.
All right. Yeah. Oh, that's right.
What's that? Okay. Plus one, or is it?
It's a plus one. Yeah. Okay. You know, every one.
No. Every counts. Point here is going to count.
Yeah.
So minus 4 to my AC. That brings my AC from a 23, which is terrible, down to a 19.
Okay.
Which is also terrible.
Very terrible.
All right. So your AC is a total of 19?
Yes.
All of you see Dahak's Chosen jump at Adalar and tear into him. And you see him unconscious. And she raises her claw one last time and brings it down onto his face in order to, pretty much this would be like a coup de grace, but that's not a thing in here. This is a very important attack roll, Tim. Are you ready?
No, but go anyway.
Okay. Cool. 14.
14 to hit?
Yes.
Holy shit.
Oh,
was that a natural one? Okay. Oh my god.
Oh my gosh.
I can get to you.
Okay, that's actually a miss.
Oh, okay.
That is actually a miss.
Okay.
Dang. I'm shocked.
Me too.
Ooh.
Wow. Yeah, seriously, what was that?
Gosh, that must have been a crap roll.
That was. That, yeah.
You don't have to tell me because, you know, I don't know. Oh, yeah, the attack.
This is still really bad.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Oh.
By the grace of the dice gods themselves. She does not lay into his face again. Okay. So, that was her turn.
Oh.
Adalar, you would usually go here after her.
But I move,
but
right?
You move, so let me move you to...
Right before her, right?
Yeah, right before... hold on. So, Elkwood and her have the same initiative. So, which would Adalar move before Elkwood or in between Elkwood?
Just right before the... Before the creature that downed me.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
So I'll move Elkwood up one, and then I'll move you in between them. Okay.
This is still really tense.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. It's her turn. Benson, it's your turn. You, by all accounts, think Adalar's dead here. He is unconscious. He's laying down. She is on top of him. What do you do?
Benson's going to attempt to tackle her off.
Okay.
You have to stand up first.
Yep, I know.
You're on the fire?
Yep.
5d6.
You forgot how to use lay on hands on herself, though.
13 points of fire damage.
Okay. Damn.
Do I roll to try to get her off?
She's not grappling him by any means. Obviously, the Dachshund is just on top of Adalar's body.
Yeah, kind of like thematically.
Yeah, it's all thematic.
Actually, hold on. I'm going to move here. That's my movement instead of stopping there.
Okay, so she will get an attack of opportunity on you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have a quick just foundry question. Does Benson have all those penalties on him still?
No,
I can't. When he went to dying earlier, okay. Last episode, those get put on. When you go to dying, foundry automatically puts a bunch of stuff on you. Okay. So,
do you have those off?
John, if you have your token selected, you see at the top right near the chat, You can see those things. If you right click them, it will make them go away.
They're not going away.
All right,
I'll open the little menu thingy for it.
Oh, also the
conditions menu.
The creature needs to make a DC 15.
Okay. Flat. Hold on, John. I will take them off of you really quick.
Thank you.
You know why? Because you had. Dying still on, so that'll change. There we go. Alright, so you are... You're still wounded. You're not prone. Okay, got it. Alright, anyway. So you ran past really quick.
Yep.
And then, sorry, so she's gonna get her one tail swipe on you. Open. Open foundry, there we go. Tail swipe at you, 32 to hit.
Miss.
Is that because of lay on hands?
No, that meets my AC.
Oh, that meets your AC.
My bad. Shield block, though.
Okay.
You gotta break through some more spikes.
25 points of slashing damage.
That breaks through spikes.
Okay.
Yeah. Flat check.
Flat check.
For you.
Curse.
Because of the curse.
Oh.
Yeah, that was supposed to happen at the end of the turn.
Got it. Alright, so just a regular flat.
Yep.
8.
Still bleeding.
Okay. Right, because of bleeding. All right.
Is that the one that just does bleed, or is the one that increases damage if you slash or pierce?
No, that's a different one because
I think
yeah.
That's a different one. Let me double.
Okay. Anyway, Benson, you moved. You get hit by the tail. What else do you do?
Benson reaches down and uses his last focus point and lay on hands. Adalar.
Oh. Lay on hands on me?
Yep.
Me?
Me? Hold on. Let me check how much I heal.
Should be a decent amount, too. I mean, any amount is good, but...
Yeah. Anything positive is really.
So it'll just be like Adelar waking up and then him slapping himself, like, heal.
Yeah.
I can't remember how much. I need to remember this one. So 28 points of healing.
All right.
Plus 2 to AC.
There we go.
All
right.
Now,
and
is that all of your focus points?
Yeah, I'm out.
Okay. Is that the end of your turn?
Yeah, so Benson stood up from the fire, sees this happening, just runs past it, smacks a tail away with his shield, taking damage to the shield, and he reaches down and just says, "You're not going anywhere yet!"
All right. It is... the Ratchorex, or the Dahawk's Chosen, that is slowed 2.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so one of the slow goes away from this turn, right?
Yep.
Okay.
No.
At the end, right?
He has one action.
Oh, he's one. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that stinks. I don't like that.
Kesra's right there. Big meaty target.
Yeah, I mean... Yeah, so she's gonna stay right there. Oh man, she's in a bad spot. Oh, and she's. I don't like this.
I love it.
I know Adalar's had a bad day, but I don't like it.
With the lay on hands, you have plus 5 to your AC.
Plus 5?
What?
2 for lay on hands, 4. 2 for being 5 feet from me.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Oh,
nice.
Damn, you got almost Benson AC.
No, not really.
No, not at all, but.
She wants really, really badly to shove Kesra, but that is difficult to do with her one action. Because she can't really shove, like sideways, really.
I mean, according to Kelly, she can.
No, that was still a way.
Sideways is a way.
I'm fine with it.
In which case, she is going to...
God!
All right,
the way I would play shove is that any... squares in like in front of them are fair game. So this,
yeah,
it's just not like not anything that would pull them.
Oh right.
That's how I would interpret it.
You know what, Kelly? I like your ruling this time, so I'll do it.
I think shove is weak if you only interpret it as directly. Away from.
Yeah,
you.
Yeah, I gotcha. Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
because shove someone to the side.
Yeah. All right. So she makes a strike with her red hot warhammer. One action here, 30
against.
So shove. So it's what, your athletics or your
That's a crit.
Oh, that's a crit
against my athletics DC. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
30.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's not a crit.
Okay. Yeah. So
say.
All right. So she shoves you into the fire. Thunk. You hear this thing clunk against his head, and he gets shoved in for 5d6 fire. 14 points of fire damage.
Sure.
And that is all she can do. So she's no longer slowed.
Well, she slowed 1, right? Still?
No. It's slowed 2 for 1 round.
Yeah, I was mixed up stunned and slowed because they both start with S's. And they do almost the same thing. Alright, that was her turn. Kesra, it's your turn.
I will...
Take 5d6 fire?
Sure, whatever.
Damn. 22.
Oh, man, of course you're rolling.
I know. Of course I roll really well on that one.
Keep piling onto my shitty ass.
They're in a straight line.
Freak of awful episodes.
You could put Adalar out of his misery.
Adalar's laying down.
I mean, Adalar's lived long enough.
I would most certainly crit fail and then die.
Yo, definitely.
There's no way around it. I am prone, though.
Yep. Alright, I am going to... reach out with a vampiric touch. So roll a fortitude save, which I'm sure is your best save.
Ooh. It is. 30.
Regular success.
Yeah. Okay.
So I will get...
Still half on all that stuff.
76s.
Ooh.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, he's still rolling. He's still rolling.
66.
All right, so that'll be... Half damage will be 13.
All right.
Negative damage.
Negative damage.
Yep. And negative I get...
If only.
He's not undead.
And I get some temporary hit points.
There we go.
Yeah.
Nice. All right. And are you moved? Okay.
Yeah, I stabbed.
Got it. And Elkwood.
Okay. Elk is going to move with a step action in order to come up here. Right of Kezra, why aren't you moving?
Jake, can you move Elk to right?
Wait, where do you want to move?
To directly right of Kezra.
Directly there. Got it. All right. Elkwood takes a step up to be at the right of Kezra.
Yep, and swings out with his curb blade. That would be a 28 to hit.
A 28 to hit?
Yes.
That is a miss.
Shit.
Oh my.
Swings again.
From here.
Oh, 19 on the die, though. That would be a plus 12. 31. 32, actually.
32?
Yeah.
That is a hit.
Beautiful.
I want you to describe how you kill
this
Dahok's chosen.
Okay, I'm gonna roll. Anyway. Oh, decent. But he just, like, slides back up, sees Kezra, like, move back into position, and just, like, slides up next and just misses the first swing, but uses its rotation kind of like to build extra power and just cuts straight down, like from his shoulder to like down along his chest. And just sprays blood just like everywhere.
As it hits the ground, it singes and turns into smoke.
Yeah, and like he is like smiling the entire time as this thing. It's like kind of like revenge from before.
Oh, absolutely.
Being able to bring it back.
Oh, yeah.
And after he saw like Adalar go down, he's looking at his attention, but due to action economy, he can't quite do anything else.
can't do much else.
No, because like he can't even like command Vamir.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Which really sucks. But.
All right, that was your turn. Still around five, Adalar. Just come back to you.
Yes, indeed.
Slap heels on yourself.
Right. I'm like right next. Oh, okay. It already used its attack of opportunity for the round because Benson's stepped up.
That is correct.
Okay, so I'm in the clear unless there's a guy's multiple, but I don't think that's a thing.
There are plenty of creatures that do, but no, this one does not.
So I am going to... I have Vital Beacon cast, and no one's touched me. Mm. So I just realized that.
Gotta remind us of that shit.
Yeah, I did.
My bad.
Yeah. Wait, since I had to touch you to lay on hands, would I get any healing?
It's an interact action.
Unfortunately.
So. Yeah, yeah.
You gotta really feel them.
Yeah.
You gotta tap into
You have to go
beacon.
With purpose.
I wasn't hitting the right vibes.
There wasn't any reference in that slap. So Vital Beacon, I'm going to use an interact action, touch myself.
Every time Benson uses Lightning Hands, he lovingly punches you right in the face.
Bam.
The Rotrock enemy just kind of like turns away like as usual. Why are you touching yourself?
So I actually get 32 points of healing.
All right.
Because of my Vital Beacon. Our Vital Beacon and the Halo.
Ah, oh, nice. Okay.
So you at 50?
I'm like at...
I'm at, like, 60% if 80 was 100%.
You can throw math around.
John Math.
I just saved your life.
And I'm very grateful.
Just drops a shield on you.
Bunk.
And then two actions, I'm going to heal Benson.
Mm. All right.
All right, how much are you down by? A lot.
60.
Oh, okay.
A whole lot.
That's correct. Die, so I'll reroll this one. Okay.
Oh, actually 80.
61 points of healing.
God bless you.
Wow.
I had some really good rolls in the D10s.
Damn. I'm not looking terrible right now. Well, no, I look like shit. But
oh, what?
I mean, after not one terrible. Turn, knocked you down. But,
all right.
Pretty brutal.
That is my turn.
All right.
Okay. Oh boy, I'm still prone. So
yes.
I still have. Wait,
you're just laying on the ground praying.
Look at the big shiny knight, man.
Please have it up. Please have it up. Please have it up. Save me.
She is going to go to the other side of Adalar.
Huh?
She's going to leap over you, turn around with fire gouting from her mouth. And she is going to use her breath weapon.
Oh, man.
Get out of here.
I'm gonna need all of you to make a reflex saving throw.
I have to look up prone because I'm pretty sure I get minus to my reflex.
Oh shit. That's not good.
Nope.
Not good.
It does not.
Do I not actually?
I rolled a 15. I don't think it matters.
Oh.
It actually doesn't say anything about minuses to my reflex save.
Huh. Goes right over.
Interesting.
Maybe I'll add the condition and on.
Just see what happens.
I think it is just flat footed. Basically.
Okay, well.
With the added bonus that you can take cover.
Alright, well, this DC wasn't as hard, so. Not as hard as the next game Warhound, of course.
Yeah, the Warhound. Is
yes.
Stupid. Oh, then I might actually be in good shape.
Okay. Okay, Timmy, what'd you get total?
26.
26. That is a success.
Okay. Oh. Okay.
So, you take half of this.
Oh my.
22.
That's half.
No.
Oh.
That was a total of 22.
Okay, oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, good.
Ooh.
Rolled like shit.
Let me tell you, 1, 2, 3, 4 ones.
Oh. Nice.
Yeah.
So I take before. 6 points of damage.
My
ring glows and sucks into the fire.
Yep.
When did you get that?
Yeah.
I don't. I remember we ran across it, and I think Kezro's like, "You should take this out of law."
Yeah, we got it.
Wow.
What was
that? That's saving.
Yeah. Saving. It's literally, it soaked up probably like 25 points of damage.
Right at this point. Benson, what'd you get?
It was 28.
28. So success. So you take 22 halved to 11.
Okay.
Kezro.
32.
That is a critic. Wait. No, sorry. Nope, it's regular success, so you take half.
Fuck you.
And Elkwood, I imagine.
13 for a 32.
For a 32, yep, success.
Evasion,
yep. okay then.
I think you're so fucking cool.
I am.
God damn it.
Alright, and that was her turn. And. Gonna see when she can move again, but Benson. You are up.
All right, Benson's moving forward with murder in his eyes.
Uh-huh.
Wait, no, Benson.
Oh, wait, no. I thought, never mind. Don't worry. I thought the creature was somewhere else.
With
okay.
Murder in his eyes.
Murder.
The episode title there.
Uh-huh.
34.
34, that's a hit.
16 points of damage.
All right.
Plus and the curse.
What's the curse?
No. The curse is on its turn.
Oh,
yep. It should have taken damage. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
It should have taken damage on its turn, and then it gets a roll.
Yep.
Again, so.
And it
gets
half
it.
Of this, which is 4 points of bleed.
It's still pretty good.
Okay, so 13 on the flat.
Still bleeding.
Still bleeding. All right. How much bleed damage, sorry?
Four.
Four. All right. Benson, second attack.
Miss
on the second one.
Unfortunately.
And all right, and that was, and you had to step up for that. Moving right along, Kezra.
Oh, my turn. I shall.
Kelly, why is your butt in front of the mic?
Yeah, I don't know. Why are you standing on your chair?
Don't worry about it. That's how I think.
He thinks standing up in a chair backwards.
Kelly on a work call. What are you doing?
People hate when I come in the office. Can't just turn my camera off.
There he is. God, there he is in a meeting. Just stand on his fucking chair.
I cast True Strike and I cast Ray of Frost.
All right.
Nothing's ever gone wrong before.
Double ones.
Dropping your dice. Kelly's a mess.
I know. Roll double ones.
Do you want to borrow one of my dice?
I don't want to touch mine.
No, at this point, I'm just going down with the ship.
The ship that is Kezra.
All right, I got a 3
uh-huh.
and a 16.
Okay.
So
nice.
32 to hit.
That is a hit.
All right.
Good.
How do they take extra damage from cold?
I don't care. I hit it and I did damage. That's all my that's all good. I was working for.
That's a good roll, though.
15 cold damage.
15 cold damage. If you're wondering, no, they do not have weakness.
Aww.
That's not fair.
It is.
Well, when you put it like that.
Jake's like, but actually.
But actually. All right,
this entire fight, Vermeer's just been sitting in the back.
Yeah, he is. He ain't moving.
Hey, Mark, like they're chowing on some meat.
Yeah, he's trying to eat the
spit of meat.
He's trying to eat the warhound. He's confused. He's like, what the hell is this? Hey, it's all Mark, ash.
Mark, if I could ask, why is Vermeer just sitting in the back?
Because he would be crit immediately. You're not killing another animal companion using this creature.
That hasn't stopped Kezra or Adalar. We could crit by everything.
All right, is that the end of your turn, Kezra?
Yeah.
Okay. Adalar, like, ran after the warhound. He's like, you're not getting away.
I have no plan.
Top of round six. Elkwood, your turn.
Okay, so Elks, he's going to... Let's see, with a move action... Can I not move him at all?
I don't know what's going on. Where are you trying to move?
I'm just trying to move right there.
I can't see your ping, so tell me...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Right above Benson.
Right above Benson. Okay.
Yeah, with a move action.
We got him surrounded now.
How come I can move him?
I don't know. Well, that's because I gave permission to everybody to move everybody. So.
Except Mark.
Okay. Except Mark, apparently. Mark.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm going to move Benson. No. Okay. I can move Benson, which is stupid.
All right, you are. There's Adalar to the south, Benson to the southeast, and now now Elkwood directly east of Dachshund.
Yep. So he is just. Runs into this room covered in viscera and just hunt prey. Well, runs one action, second action, hunt prey, third action, swings out with his sword.
He's gonna get another crit.
No.
Damn it.
Oh.
That would be a 26.
All right. So that's a miss. Yep.
But now, Vermeer is going to come right there.
Oh,
I can't move Vermeer either.
Right. Vermeer has entered the fight.
Vermeer moves up directly next to you, and then he's gonna get a strikeout.
Yes.
Cool.
That's a 24. Like, you know, natural 11, 24.
I am technically flanking.
20. You gotta be on the
complete
other side.
Oh, complete other side.
Yeah. I'm still another miss. Still miss.
This thing's just surrounded.
Yeah. Adalar, it's your turn.
On
the ground.
I feel very conflicted. Mm-hmm. If I cast a spell, it will get an attack of opportunity on me. But if I don't cast a spell, it could potentially crit me.
Remember, you have a +2 to your AC just for being next to me, and I have Retributive Strike.
Mm.
Yeah.
And Jake spited you by not taking the AOO on Vermeer.
I know.
That's true.
I know. Yeah.
That was cold. I just noticed that.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
He's like, I don't know who this bird is. It's probably a wild animal.
Yeah. Who let a vulture in here?
Yeah, what the hell?
Somebody leave the front door open? What, were you raising a barn?
It's like, oh, yeah, that's right. It's a barn door.
Takes like, I know Tim wants to stand or crawl.
Yeah.
He will not.
Wait, you don't have Kip up?
Right.
Yeah, somatic. Every spell just has somatic and verbal.
Don't think Adalar's a master in athletics.
Ah, damn.
Or acrobatics.
What, you're overweight half-elf?
Why not?
He's just a big softy.
You're doing good on HP, Benson.
Well, depending on if he crits me twice in a row again, you know, but I think I'm fine.
Okay.
We've said that before, haven't we?
Yeah.
I don't know why you think she crits
like
you twice
hours,
in a turn.
Like 2 hours ago.
First action, I'm going to touch myself for vital beam.
I mean, yeah, I don't see why not.
Spell's already been cast.
Yeah, but it's an interact, so if you want to get an attack for opportunity, you may.
She does not.
She's waiting.
Tim's so suspicious now.
She's waiting.
I don't like that. I don't know why. I don't like it.
Oh, I'll tell you what you can do if you want to roll a knowledge check. I can tell you what.
It has one attack of opportunity per
10 minutes. So it'd be the weirdest contingent.
That would be very weird.
I wonder.
All right.
Okay.
So I got 25 points of healing. Pretty dang good, if you ask me.
Neat.
Interesting. Guess.
Why am I more scared? I'm almost at full. Almost.
I think
almost?
This thing's going to turn and just go all out on Vermeer.
Yeah, just seize the bird. I really don't like birds.
That would be the ultimate, like... All right, so I have 2 actions left. I'm feeling feisty.
Wait, 2 actions left? After, oh, you did 1 heal.
Yeah, one action because of the interact.
I understand.
2 action. I'm casting a spell.
Okay.
So if you want to take an attack, you can take it.
She does not.
Okay.
I don't like this. You look shifty.
I need you to make a will save.
All right.
Like, what's the ability that keeps using? It's like Draconic
Frenzy. Well, her attack is called Draconic Frenzy.
What if it's like it burns her out so she can't take reactions after using it?
Maybe. 20 total on the will.
That's a fail.
Ooh, very nice.
All right, so this creature has regret eating away at its mind.
Uh-huh.
And it will be punished for its violence until it ceases its hostility. You have to spend a complete round without intentionally damaging another creature unless you want to take 1d8 points of damage per creature it intentionally damages.
Okay, so... Alright, so, sorry.
If you attack, you get damaged.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Alrighty.
Whatever.
Whatever. Is that the end of your turn?
But the creature's filled with regret.
Yeah. Regret even eats
if it,
away.
Even if it does attack us, it's like, oh, I'm sorry.
Single tear.
In Draconic, she says to you, Adalar, regret not killing you the first time.
Oh, no.
But before it takes 3 points of damage.
Okay.
Ah, I'm dead.
Don't Adalar talk.
I think that'd be funny shit, though.
Draconic Frenzy on Adalar.
God damn.
And takes 1 point of damage for attacking me.
Doesn't regret that much.
Does it take its bloodlet curse or whatever at the end of its turn?
No, it's blood spray curse. Whatever.
Yep.
It already took the blood vendetta.
But Benza can...
Yeah, I'm going to retribute stronger.
All right. First attack. Jaws.
Good movie.
That is a good movie. What's also good is a natural one.
Ooh. Yay!
Whoa. Love working the cards.
You're getting mileage.
You can't find an opening. You can't use this attack until the end of your next turn.
That's just the jaws.
Yeah, it's just the jaws, yeah. Okay. All right, cool. Mess. Well, so what that means is that when she does Draconic Frenzy next, she will only... Well, yeah, so you'd only be able to use the claws then.
Yeah.
That wouldn't change much in the action economy, but... Benson, you are attacking with your Retributor Strike.
Oh, that's good.
36.
36, that is a hit.
13 points of damage.
13 points of damage.
Damn, she's still going.
Oh, yeah, she's...
These guys got a lot of health.
She's fine. She's going to continue her assault on Adalar. Two claws. First one is a 30.
That's a hit.
That's a hit. Regular damage, 18 points of damage.
Okay. Oh, do I get any minus because the retributor strike?
That would have only been for the attack that hit you.
Right.
Yep. Second, or third attack, sorry, in this Draconic Frenzy for a 22.
That's a mess.
It's a mess, right?
Well, he's on the ground, too.
So I'm prone. Yep. I have that. But I get a +2 because I'm standing next to you.
Uh-huh.
So my AC is 23.
That's wow.
That's
okay, then.
Wow.
It pays
wow.
to have paladin friends.
Yeah. All right. That was her. That was the end of her turn. Oh, wait. No. She...
Yeah, two actions for Draconic Frenzy.
For Draconic Frenzy. She is going to... You know what? Let's just see. Let's see. She's got a speed of 30 feet.
Can she get through us?
I'm
frozen. Yeah, she just steps over.
Yeah, also, her. I mean, she also has a climb speed, technically, so.
Oh, just climbs.
So she sort of climbs over Adalar.
She can't fly, but she uses the wings to climb.
And she gets about there, so she is standing in the lava.
Oh, yeah.
In the room with Kezzer.
Indeed.
Welcome back.
Intraconic.
Thank you.
Benson.
Well, this is a frustrating position for Benson to be in.
What does Slow Boy do?
That's a good question.
Two actions to move up to it?
Yeah, that also, would be two actions. Yeah.
Also, she's standing in the lava, so...
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Would it be two actions? Because you may have, 15 feet or 10
20.
Feet?
20.
So you can move in one action.
If I stood on this square, is this even technically a standable square?
Yeah.
tile of the lava. So yeah, I can get to it.
Okay. You will take lava because the whole western wall is that lava.
Oh, so this is not. Oh.
She moved to stand in the lava, and now she's like surrounded by it.
I don't think I can't get to her.
Could you transform your weapon into a reach weapon, or
not? No, I have a shield.
Yep.
Yeah, reach.
Drop your shield, paladin boy.
Yeah, I mean, unless. What do you think, Kelly?
And even then, no, because that was the one that broke.
Oh, yeah. I don't have the shifting one.
Yep. No, yeah, he's been using the regular bastard sword.
I was like, whips have reach.
You can't change it into a gnome flick mace.
Okay, here's the question.
Uh-huh.
Do I go all in and say, fuck it, take the fire damage? Or do I do nothing?
Can't just do nothing.
Yeah, Benson's mad.
You don't need to go in the lava.
You sure?
Positive.
Benson moves to here. And it's two actions to ready, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And that way you can move as far as you can to the end of the room to try to cut her off.
Oh, that's actually a good point.
You can just, like, literally cut her off as best you can. Already, don't let me play your character.
Yes.
No, that's actually I like the. So yeah, I will move.
I know you gotta think about it.
Okay. I'm going to use my 5, 10. I'm gonna move as. Yeah, I'm gonna use 2 move actions.
Okay, so Benzin using 2 move actions is gonna run deep into the room to try to cut her off. Okay. All right.
I just realized this was a dumb idea. It's possibly a bad idea.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Is that the end of your turn, John?
Yeah.
Okay. Kezra, it's your turn.
Kezra turns and points his fingers. He's like, "You're in my house now." And he unleashes a heightened lightning bolt.
Just 10 feet away.
10 feet away. Very powerful lightning bolt. So roll a reflex save.
All right. Oh my god.
Is that good or bad?
That's good.
Great.
No. Alright, reflex save, 28.
That's a success.
Okay.
You rolled good.
He rolled so good that he's just throwing dice everywhere.
Alright, so it was. So 43 damage. I rolled really good on those 5d12s.
Sorry, is that halved?
That's full.
Okay.
Half would be, I guess, what, 21?
21, yeah. Okay. All right. Wait, what else are you doing?
I do have an action left. Can I do anything with it?
Intimidate.
I feel like the giant lightning bolt coming out of his mouth was pretty intimidating.
Well, by the rules of the game, you actually have to spend an action to try to intimidate a creature.
I thought you had an action when you said that. I'll cast shield.
Wait, to me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I did. Back when that happened. That's why I say to you, because you have an action.
I do.
Yeah.
Mm. No, I will cast shield on myself.
Well, that's a good idea.
All right.
Just in case he's mad at me.
Oh my gosh, I have shield. I didn't think I'd cast that. you could use shield block as a reaction.
Yes.
That's
true.
I forgot about that.
Elkwood, it is your turn.
For me, okay. Shield is +2 to AC.
Let me see.
You saw a lightning bolt go off Elkwood. You don't know if it's dead yet. You assume it being Kezra, it might be.
I feel like I could see it.
No, you can. You can.
Obviously. So he's just going to. God, I still can't move my character. All right. Just say moving into the doorway, like right here.
Okay, so like
right.
Right.
Well, actually, right where the corpse of the other one is.
Okay, so you're going to stand just to the north of Kezra then?
Yeah.
Got it.
And he is going to quick draw out and hurl a hatchet at it.
Nice.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, one of the Chagrakal butcher ones.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. It's like +1 striking.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. He's. That would be a 14, so that'd be a 30 to hit.
That is a hit.
Awesome. That is
Ooh.
Oh,
that's good.
Sure. Oh, God, no.
All right, so that's... 20 points of damage.
20? God dang.
Yeah.
Woo! Okay.
That was a good roll.
That was really good.
Yeah, and so this like hatchet just sticks into him. And that was one. So he's just going to quick troll out another one. Like he has a mini bandolier of like four of them.
That, yeah, yeah.
As long as he can not be encumbered. So it's his strength's not bad, actually, so... And now that's a miss.
All right.
So it dings against the wall, but...
Got it.
But now...
those hatchets disintegrate in the lava.
They're magic. right. So... God, I really don't want to do this, but... Vemir... how's it looking?
It's looking royally fucked up. You guys are just unloaded onto this thing.
So Vemir's going to fly in since he doesn't have to land on lava.
That's true.
And go right up to the tip portion.
Unfortunately, there's a huge updraft from the fire, from the lava, and he just goes right to the ceiling.
I feel like that would be a mechanic in this room.
Is this like Wind Waker rules or something?
Yeah. That's also how like vultures will like fly. Yeah, they'll use the updraft from the heat. No, just from like desert areas because the heat rising. They'll use that as an updraft.
Okay. But he's going to fly like so left of the dead one.
Okay, gotcha.
And that would be a 29 hit.
That is...
Because that was a nice...
That is a hit.
Oh my god.
Okay,
that's 3d8. Wait, I gotta...
Oh, God. No.
Gotta get the ASMR here.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
And now we roll the dice.
Okay. That's not terrible. 6, a 5, and a 2, so...
Mm-hmm.
13 plus strength bonfire, so 16 points of damage.
Seems pretty justified as Vemir charges into the room and claws her face, eyes, and mouth off. And she dies.
Oh, beautiful.
We do all the work and Vemir just comes in at the end.
Damn straight. Like,
yeah. I'll take off this weak guy.
There's no problem. What are you going to struggle with?
Honestly, kind of comparable to vultures.
Yeah.
Hey, he's near death. He's going to come by and just finish him off.
It's such a Kezra thing after that performance. You're like, we did all the work.
Dumb bird sits back all the time.
Yeah. He was eating ash
instead of all the hanging meat.
Oh my god, that was such a stressful
Kezra
combat.
Kezra goes up to Vemir.
I expect more from you.
Cox's head doesn't understand the
word. All right.
Sorry, I don't understand common, he says in Milwaukee.
God damn it.
After Benson sees that this thing is dead, he runs to Adelar and attempts to help him up.
Thank you. Thank you, Benson.
Scare me like that, preacher.
I thought I saw Abadar's golden light. But then in an instant, I was back in this dimly lit place of horror. And I know I have you to thank.
Well, you're not retiring on me yet.
I guess not.
And he coughs up some blood.
And ash.
And ash.
It's like a gallon of blood.
We need to leave. My magic is running low and I'm quite wounded.
Yeah. I think I've probably taken more damage and been healed than like all three of your health bars combined.
Yeah. Easily. Yeah.
It seems we've overstayed our welcome this time.
Yeah.
The thing is like even while like Benson runs over, like he's still concentrating on like the dead creatures, and he's like currently just tearing into their chest and like there's just something weirdly primal kind of coming out. Like it's just kind of like this all this anger
just hacking away at their corpses,
hacking of it, like, and like pries open the ribcage, like rips out its heart and just like gives it to Vemir.
Yeah, Vemir eats it right up, man.
Yeah, and, like,
their skin was almost like leathery and scaly.
Was that fight more stressful than the golem fight?
No.
For me.
It was more stressful. I no hero point to rely
on. Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot
that. I was one swipe away from permadeath. I was genuinely looking at my backup character sheet.
Yeah.
Okay, I think it's safe to say that we get the fuck out of here if we can.
All right.
Yeah, like, wait, do they have anything on them?
Anything in this room?
500 gold pieces.
They're warhammers. They do. There's a bunch of forging materials here, so there's like I'll read the room again. Chunks of iron are scattered around this room, while a trench filled with molten rock bubbles along the base of the western wall. Anvils and forging equipment lie here and there near the trench. I'll tell you, their warhammers are magic. Plus one striking. Like I said, there's like chunks of iron and some like forging supplies.
So. Are those two-handed weapons?
Warhammers?
Nope, one-handed.
Okay. Nice. Yeah. They're pretty good.
Dwarven fighters love warhammers.
Yeah.
I'm going to pocket one of those.
Yeah.
I'll take both because I can technically use it.
They're plus one warhammers?
Plus one striking.
Dang it, bad. Is that like
one? Yeah, we have a bag of holding too.
Yeah.
It's 2d8 damage from the warhammer,
and they're single, one-handed, right?
Yeah.
Damn.
Oh yeah.
Good shit.
Yeah, but they were mostly using the it has the shove ability, so that's what they were doing. But yep.
Would you like me to put both warhammers in the bag of holding?
Yes, please.
Yep.
Okay. All right. So you guys want to get out?
Yeah. And
Kessler, I'll tell you that where your lightning bolt hit, looks like the clay's cracked a little bit. Looks like you guys could just knock it out.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, so you're telling me we could have just busted through the wall instead of going through the front door?
We live in a 5 foot of water at the same time.
Also, a heightened lightning bolt, that's a big fucking explosion.
It is. That's true, because the hardness of the building.
They do give statistics for the wall.
Wow.
Yeah, I was just saying that like there's a humongous like crack in it, and you rock the clay wall. There's still like 10 feet of it left.
Oh,
but,
okay.
But yeah,
so yeah, it's not like we could just.
Do you know the spell shatter?
Wish.
That'd be a way to get in. Yeah. Timmy, I'll tell you that the tail swipe reaction that they have, it is only. In the case of... I'll just read it, actually. Tail swipe. Trigger is a creature within Dahak's chosen tail reach of 10 feet. Uses a move action or leaves a square during a move action.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay. Wow. So if I would have crawled away.
Exactly, yeah.
Oh, my god.
Damn.
And Vamir did move in. She said, uh-uh. She wanted you to run. And then she was going to hit you with it.
She really just liked Adelar.
So are we going to try to break through this wall?
I think just like that.
It would take a long-ass time. Yeah. I'm just saying that like you've destroyed this place that seemed impenetrable almost.
So I guess that's no.
No, we can just walk out the front door.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't know.
We can't stay.
Yeah. I know we can't stay, but I'm also like... We don't know what could be waiting for us. I still have one more heal left.
And there's nothing else in this room?
No. Nothing at all.
Like, is there a way that you can just preemptively, like, heal? Like, with, like, medicine?
Oh, yeah. Battle medicine or something?
I still have... let's see. I still have... 3 invisibility spells. Like, I got all my level... I got, like... Almost on my level 2 spells. We could at least use those to explore a room. So we know what we're coming back to.
That's banking a lot on whatever is next in this fort not being able to see you.
Yeah.
Does someone want to burn off the rest of my vital beacon while I have my halo?
I might.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
I am very low, actually.
Yeah. Right, everyone go up and slap out all our...
We all, like, tackle him to the ground.
Give me healing!
First is Kez.
It's hazing.
Give me healing!
20 points of healing for Kez.
Just slap him.
No, I need that more. I'm only at 94 hit points.
All right, who wants to take the last bit of vital beacon?
I will.
Okay.
Because I'm down by half, so.
Elkwood.
I rolled 3s for 44, which is pretty awesome. So 12. Oh my gosh, 20 points of healing.
Okay.
Nice.
That was a really funny way you said Elkwood. You, like, put the emphasis on the W, so you're like, Elkwood.
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 Elkwood. Elkwood.
So Vital Beacon is gone.
And that's how they would pronounce his name whenever Elkwood would go to, like, a theater. I'd be like,
Elkwood.
Elkwood.
Yes.
If anyone is super down, I do have one more heal left.
I'm still at, like, just over half.
My triage, my like, what do they call the paddles? The healer's gloves.
Yeah.
So that's if anybody goes down, and that's it.
Okay. Okay, you're saving that, yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, I'm down by, like, 40. Almost 40. So, but I'm at over half, though.
What are
so.
You down by, Cal?
Oh, I mean, like I said, I'm down a little less than half. So I need, like, 40 more hit points.
Oh, man, it's both 40. I'll go Elkwood because Kessler can cast invisibility. So you're full if you're down by 40.
Yes.
All I would say is that I am not confident. These people are powerful enough to probably, like, we don't know they're not going to be able to see invisibility. That's we don't true. Know that.
But we're just.
I was just patching up before we try to get out of here.
Yeah, no, I'm just That's talking about.
I would like to know what we're coming back to, especially since they're going to regroup.
Okay. I can attempt a medicine check on you if you want.
I don't think it's necessary. I say Elk goes invisible. I can give him stone skin as well, in case things get really hairy. Mm. And then we get out of here.
Yes.
Just for recon.
I guess we all wait by the door while Elkwood does recon, then?
Mm. Yep. I cast invisibility on you. Okay. I cast see invisibility on myself, just in case something horrible happens.
I cast see invisibility
as well. In case Elkwood runs away.
I will use my last fourth level.
Until I get out of here.
See ya. Finally.
Wait, why is he running into the woods?
Oh, he's just, okay. He's gone.
Look how alive he is in the trees.
You two just look at each other like, does he know we can see him?
No. Question, do you want stone skin, or do you want spell immunity to fireball?
Fireball wouldn't bother, because I should be able to hit that.
No, he's going to be. Safe. That's right. All right, so you will get stone skin.
Yeah, I get plus 19 to my reflex, so I'm pretty confident.
I hate you.
Hey, if I had my AC was like 30.
And you know what? Fuck it. Is. Resist energy fire.
Oh, lucky.
There we go.
Wait, you could have done that in the middle of the fight?
Yes.
I expect more out of you, Benson.
Well, really high standards.
Yeah. All right, so you have
those penguins in the zoo.
Resistant fire 5. You have resistance to all physical damage, and you're invisible.
And okay. You're invisible.
And we can see anything invisible.
Okay, cool.
And then we will we'll station up just outside the main gate, which is wide open, so that we're hidden from whatever might come out of there.
And you know what? I'm casting sanctuary on you.
Okay.
So if a creature tries to attack you, it has to succeed.
How many spells do you fuckers still have? What the fuck?
Enough.
Apparently. I could cast sanctuary on myself. What?
We are a professional podcast.
To be fair, they probably would have beat the Wills.
Remember, these are my second level spells. I don't have any damaging second level spells. They're only buff spells, and I only ended up using one of them. So I gave him three buffs with second level spells.
No.
I literally prepare Sanctuary in as like my get out of danger free card.
I guess you didn't need that fight.
I guess that's not danger.
Also, these are all touch spells, so like I did want to give you resist or stone skin, but I was never close to you.
Yeah. I'm talking shit. I get it. I'm talking shit.
All right.
You have Sanctuary.
Yeah.
Cool.
Anyway, so Elkwood is hopped up on spells.
He's hopped up on spells. Like, secretly, he...
Can't Sanctuary on himself, you dumb fuck.
God damn it. Let's move on.
Yeah, sorry.
All right, yeah, so you guys go out the door on the opposite side of the ford. So you go all the way south to that, and you obviously come out to the foyer area where you guys fought the Clay Golem. You still see a bunch of clay streaks as you had shoved it into the water.
We didn't sweep it that well.
Yeah, it didn't sweep it that well.
They didn't clean up. It's been like a day.
You came out and closed the door. That's all they did. All right, so Elkwood, where do you want to go?
Super Saiyan Elk.
What? Well, if I can move my piece.
Elk's the buff pony.
Yeah, we gave this to the person who can't control
I know, right here. Yeah.
I just can't control
Mark, myself. Can you see me moving your token?
Yes, I can.
Okay, all right. Well, I will maybe hold on.
I will put you in front of the most dangerous door.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you want to explore here?
All right, so when you guys go back to the main area where you guys fought the Clay Golem, there were four doors. The one to the west went into the forge. The one the one to the east went into the break room. And there's two that go that seem to be going seem to be like intersecting, like their path seems to intersect. So it looks like there are two doors that seem to go into the same room. Which one would you like to go to?
Okay, do stealth to the one on the left.
Okay.
Which, I'm invisible or something, so... I mean, that's 28 stealth as well.
Okay. Alright, you walk up stealthing effortlessly, and you go to open the door.
Oh, no, I listen to a door. What are you talking
about? Oh, you listen, sorry. Yeah. Alright, yeah, you go up and listen.
Nope.
No, okay. I was gonna say, there's obviously some, like... muffled noises, so things sound there either far or through some like other walls. So you do hear some like talking and stuff, but it doesn't sound like it's directly in the next room. It sounds like it might be a little bit farther than that.
So does that mean there's like another room, or like that the one I'm listening into, like the voices are coming from the other?
Yeah,
like far end of that room.
Yeah, either the far end or it sounds like that. Yeah, the voices you hear are either too far to make out well, or it sounds like they're obstructed.
Okay.
Yeah.
He is going to stealth again to try to open a door.
Okay.
Okay. 18 on die, so that's 36.
Okay. Yeah. All right. You open the door.
Damn. It's an oily door.
Yes, just it needs some oil. As you open the inner room, a pair of immense fossilized vertebrae run along the central ceiling of this room.
Oh, dragon's rib cage.
The walls are carved with images of huge, spiny dragons ravaging jungle landscapes and burning entire cities to the ground. Sleeping mats have been placed along the walls to the south.
Hmm.
What do you do?
Any sort of life in this room at all? Just the ribcage?
There's a portion of a ribcage that you can see here, yeah.
Okay, so he's going to stealth further.
Okay.
Keeps this door open.
Okay.
Big time. Oof, that's bad. 22.
All right.
21.
So, 21. Okay. Yeah. Stealth in a bit. You can hear your own steps, so you're kind of nervous about that. But you also know that there's nothing in this room, and there's obviously walls, so you don't feel too... worried about it?
Yeah, I'm invisible.
Okay. I will say from when you walk into this room, you do hear the voices that were sort of muffled. You can hear them that seem to be beyond the next... there's two doors to the north in this center room, and you can tell that somebody's rambling on about something in the next room.
Hmm. Okay. Definitely can't understand that. So continue with stealth.
All right.
Up to the door.
Okay.
28.
All right.
And perception, I guess, to see if I can figure out how many?
Yeah.
23.
Just sounds like one person talking.
Hmm. Okay. I definitely don't want to try to open the door here. I'll stealth back to the main room just to relay, because if it's like one person, I don't know, might be kind of nervous.
Okay. All right, so you're gonna go back to the main foyer area.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You guys, Elka comes back to you, relays all the information.
But he's still invisible, so he's like, ah!
Yeah.
Well, except for Kezzer and I, we can
see. Yeah, they're like, oh, well.
Yeah, we see him coming.
But it seems to be one
person talking in the opposite room. I have no idea what they're saying, but...
Only one person?
As far as I know.
Well, I'm grievously wounded, not a spell. Let's go.
We can roll one person, let's go!
But, they sound like... I mean, I guess I don't know the name language, but like Draconic or... Mwangi? Does it kind of like... Could I
hear-ish? It sounds like a mixture of Draconic and Mwangi, actually. So, because you've definitely heard them shout obscenities at you before, Mwangi and...
Drawangi.
Yeah. Drawangi. And then Kezra and Adelar both speak Draconic, so you've clearly heard a few words there.
This is what they said. I'm like, I don't know. It's all Greek to me.
What is Greek?
I don't know.
It's a yogurt.
I love that stuff.
Ah, yogurt and chili mix.
I think...
Infernal yogurt.
Well, I think it's time we leave.
Yes. We've certainly overstayed our welcome.
Yes.
Yes, I've got nothing left in the tank.
I feel I could fight for hours. That's a lie, I'm bleeding.
It's a lie. I believe my lungs are bleeding inside.
I think they got both of my lungs.
All right. You guys go back to rest. It is, I believe it's the afternoon. Mm-hmm. I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, we came in the morning. We slept and came right here.
Okay. All right. So it's like the, I want to say it's like 5 p.m. Mm-hmm. Like, what do you guys talk about at night? You guys just going to rest and go back?
I mean, I don't think there's much to talk about.
Yeah. We have to be worried about them regrouping. We have to re-enter the fort with as much care as we... Oh, actually, hopefully more care than we did initially.
Yeah. Yes. But at least getting rid of those creatures. And
yes, the numbers will be dwindled, but we don't know how many more await us. Agreed. At this point, they would have discovered that their defenses have been defeated.
But there was only one voice.
But well, that's just that area. There's a whole lot more of this fortress we have not seen.
Yes. You said it looked like vertebrae.
Yes, yeah, a large vertebrae. I'm guessing it's draconic.
Do you think this whole fortress has been around this rib cage of a dragon?
Huh. Makes sense.
A dead dragon that they just made into a fortress.
Fitting. I mean, dragons are inherently magical. That could explain some of the magical properties.
That's true.
Huh.
I'm certainly no expert in the field, but...
I don't know, like, if there would be a role for this, but is there, like, a way of rolling, like, an occult just to see if there's anything with it?
Anything with the bones?
Yeah.
This is definitely a very arcana, but... I know you try to get that occult... it's occult knowledge is in, but I can't.
I do love that it's very particular. What is occult in here? Even though I'm like, yeah, no, you're using bones. I feel like that's occult.
Right. Would lore dragon help here?
Yeah, go ahead and roll lore dragon.
Man, you get a natural 20, cool. You know who it is.
Come on, natural 20.
That's well, Dave.
Who you're talking to.
He hasn't seen it.
Natural 5. 4 or 15.
I mean, you didn't see the bones, so.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah.
You only have a plus 10 arcana?
No, this is lore dragons.
Oh.
Yeah. Which pretty applicable, but yeah, not. Yeah. Not yeah.
Also, a sorcerer. I don't have a lot of intelligence.
Yeah, oh yeah, true. Sorcerer. Yeah. Sorry.
Yep.
Perhaps if we were to see it in person, we might be able to glean more information, touch it, feel it, read its aura.
I certainly would touch it.
Touch the bones.
Touch the bones.
I do touch the bones.
Touch. Touch.
All right, so you guys wake up rested, and you guys just head right back.
Well, it was like probably during the night. Like, I don't know. He looks kind of like not completely off, but he's kind of standoffish and kind of like wanders off of away from the campfire.
That actually is something that Benson would pick up on. So, are you just going to try to stay away from everyone?
He's kind of, if you like, I guess we'll look, he's sort of stealthing back for a moment as he reaches, like, once he kind of feels like he's away from people enough, like, he's gonna reach in his bag and kind of pull out the second heart that he took from the other.
Okay.
and just kind of like stare at it for a bit and kind of look at Vamir and like kind of looks around first, kind of like shakily, and just kind of like bites into it.
Dead flesh.
Oh.
As you bite into the heart and consume something that you've clearly held a grudge against since you've got to the Mwangi.
Oh my gosh.
That like chill runs down your spine. As deep in the night, deep into the jungle, you can hear a slight
yes. Consume more, Ranger.
I'll see you guys next time.
I don't know how to feel.
Did you even see it?
Hey everyone, Kelly here, the voice of Kezra. To remind you to follow us on all of our socials and to stay up to date with DPS content and Pathfinder related news. If you want more Dragon Punch Squad, check out our Twitch and YouTube channels, as well as our Discord and subreddit for episode discussions and lots of memes. See you next episode.